From the Financial Times in London, I'm James Pickford and this is FT News. Peter Paul Rubens was one of the superstar artists of his era, a painter who could fill palaces with epic scenes of classical mythology and religious allegories, or turn out exquisite portraits of the 17th century nobility and the wealthy elite. But a very different kind of work by this Flemish master went on display a few days ago at the auction sale rooms in Christie's in New York. It's a rather remarkable oil sketch of Clara Serena, Rubens' daughter, painted when she was just 12 years old. What it shows is an intimate family picture, probably not intended for public view, and carrying this enormous sense of poignancy in the knowledge that it was painted at around the time of Clara Serena's untimely death in 1623. Until 5 years ago, the painting was in the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. But then, the Met didn't think it was by Rubens himself, and so, wanting to raise money for new acquisitions, put it up for auction along with some of its other paintings, with an estimate of just $20,000 to $30,000. That is some distance from its estimate now in the latest sale of £3 to £5 million. I'm joined on the line by Bendor Grosvenor, an expert in old masters and a former art dealer. Bendor, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure, thank you.
There's a huge gap between those two estimates. Can you tell us a bit more about how this work came to be sold by the Met and what happened to it after it was bought?
Well, in the United States, the museums indulge in what's called deaccessioning. And every now and then they weed out what they think is the not so good stuff in order to raise funds to buy more good stuff. And former dealers like me get very excited when this happens because very often mistakes get made. And that is what happened in this case. They thought the picture was not by Rubens. They consigned it to auction. I happened to get rid of it for $20,000 to $30,000. And someone bought it. The ultimate price it made at auction was $625,000, I think. So quite a few people at the sale in 2013, myself included, thought that this was by Rubens. And so it made much more than the estimate. It was ultimately bought by some private collectors who actually just liked the picture and decided to take a bit of a punt on it. And they successfully managed to get it authenticated as a Rubens after a considerable amount of research and restoration.
The Met thought it wasn't by Rubens. Who did they think it was by? And what was the level of disagreement at that point?
I think it was just, what was it called at auction in New York in 2013? I think it was just follower of Rubens. And they thought it was an unknown artist copying Rubens. So the subject is Clara Serena, as you said, and her likeness by Rubens is known in a drawing. And I suppose the Met must have thought that the painting they had was a copy of the drawing, but of course it isn't.
And so you mentioned that the buyer in 2013 paid essentially 20 times or more above the estimate. Is that generally, particularly in the world of old masters, seen as an indication that they knew it was something much more valuable?
Yes, I think when things soar away above their estimate, you know, it does sort of ring alarm bells. And often you think maybe this is a bit of a discovery that's been made. But that said, auction estimates is a very difficult thing to pin down. And often people get very excited about things that turn out to be not so exciting. So it can go both ways.
And of course, after this was bought from the Met, it did go on display in a couple of exhibitions, didn't it? Two or three. And also it was cleaned. Now, how important were those two things, both being publicly shown as Rubens and also being clean? How important was that to this process of reassessment?
The cleaning was the most important thing. When it was deaccessioned by the Met, it was covered in a number of layers of old varnish, which made the picture quite yellow, a difficult to see some of the details. And then the dress that Clara Serena is wearing had been entirely overpainted and changed from a white dress to something green. So in the picture as we see it now, she's wearing a sort of white, rather sort of classical loose drape. When the Met had it, she'd been given a sort of a green top. And so obviously when you're looking at areas like that that were not by Rubens, it does make you think, well, maybe the rest of the picture isn't by Rubens. So one can begin to see how the mistake might have been made. But as is so often the case when pictures are discovered like this, it's usually condition issues that sort of mask the underlying quality of the picture. And in this case, as a sort of unfinished sketch of his daughter, Rubens didn't really bring it up to the level of finish that many collectors in the 18th and 19th centuries would have wanted. So it's quite common, actually, to see these Rubens sketches and studies become overpainted in various parts and finished off by later hands.
How does one know when these paintings are overpainted that it's not the hand of Rubens himself?
You can deduce that quite simply by technical analysis. You can look for things like varnish layers in between the various paint layers, and they can be different, more modern pigments. But obviously the trick in a place like an auction setting, when this picture appears as just described as follow rooms, is to be able to try and discern that difference just with the naked eye. And if you do enough looking at pictures, very often you can do that. So the picture has been on display at the Rubens House in Antwerp. It was in an exhibition of Rubens' portraits of his family. And then more recently, I think last year, it was on display in the National Gallery of Scotland in a sort of one-picture exhibition. And I think often people think, well, now it's been on display in these museums, therefore it must be valuable. But it's a sort of chicken and egg thing. Was the picture on display in those museums because it was a Rubens, or did the display make it a Rubens? I think in this case, as in most similar cases, really, the picture's qualities speak for itself, and therefore people decided quite rightly to put it on public display. So although I suppose it helps sometimes cement, you know, a wider recognition of a picture's attribution, I don't think in this case it really makes a great deal of difference.
Well, just before the FT published its story on this on Tuesday, the Met sent a comment, which I have here and I'd like to read out. The Met said, "The attribution of the picture has been debated in the past, and we believe it will continue to be debated. Given the strength of our holdings in this area, we stand by the decision to deaccession the work." So they clearly think there remains room for doubt, and I suppose one could say, well, they would, wouldn't they? But the question is, can there ever be anything other than room for doubt in these cases of reattribution, particularly of old masters from hundreds of years ago? Presumably one's always looking at an overall balance of evidence rather than a watertight, cut-and-dried case.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, you know, how do we know that Leonardo painted the Mona Lisa? Because it says on the label, but, you know, he didn't sign the picture. And at the end of the day, you have to put a range of bits of evidence together. Even with the most famous painting in the world, there has to be a sort of, you know, element of probabilities about it. I think in this case, there is a solid consensus of opinion that it is by Rubens. I think the Met is being disingenuous. I think they're being silly in sort of trying to cast doubt on the attribution still. I think the grown-up thing for them to have done would just be saying, well, we made a mistake. The idea that, you know, they're awash with Rubens portrait studies like this in their collection, and therefore they didn't want it even at $20,000 to $30,000, it's just it's scarcely believable, really.
Well, look, you've seen the painting in the flesh. What did you think of it?
The moment I saw it in the catalogue, I thought it was a lovely picture. We went out to New York to see it at the auction in 2013. And we liked it so much that we bid on it. We didn't get it, sadly. But we were sure it was by Rubens. I'm still sure it's by Rubens. The more I see it, especially after its conservation, the more convinced I am that it is by Rubens. And as a portrait study of his daughter, and I suspect actually it's posthumous, just after she died, I think it's extremely powerful, moving, a sensitive portrayal by one of the greatest artists who ever lived.
Thanks very much, Bendor Grosvenor, and thanks for listening. If you'd like to read my story on this, you can find a link to it on our podcast notes.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.